Hello and welcome once again to The Word from My Hermitage. My name is Father Clint Honkamp, and I come to you today from my hermitage in the Dominican Priory of St. Pius V here in Chicago, Illinois. Today is Wednesday of the fourth week of Easter, the feast of St. Catherine of Siena, great Dominican saint, April 29th, 2026. And our passage today comes from the Evangelist John. Jesus cried out and said, "Whoever believes in me believes not only in me, but also in the one who sent me. And whoever sees me sees the one who sent me. I came into the world as light, so that everyone who believes in me might not remain in darkness." There is something striking about the way Jesus speaks in today's gospel. He cries out, not a quiet teaching, not a gentle aside, but a proclamation that comes from the depths of his heart. "Whoever believes in me believes not only in me, but also in the one who sent me. I came into the world as light, so that everyone who believes in me might not remain in darkness." It is as if Jesus is standing at the edge of a world dimmed by confusion, fear, and sin. And he is calling out urgently, tenderly, "Come into the light." There was once a small chapel tucked away in a busy city. Its stained glass windows had long ago been covered, boarded up during a time of unrest. Years passed. The chapel remained open, but dim. People still came to pray, but the space felt heavy, enclosed, almost forgotten. One day a young woman came in during the late afternoon. She noticed the boards over the windows and asked the caretaker, "Why are these still here?" "No one has taken them down," he replied. "It's easier this way. The light can be harsh. This keeps things calm." But she wasn't convinced. The next day she returned with tools. One by one, she began removing the boards, and as the first window opened, a shaft of golden light poured in. Dust danced in the air. Colors from the stained glass, reds, blues, golds, spilled across the floor like a living painting. The caretaker stood quietly. Something in his face softened. By the time the last board was removed, the chapel was transformed. What once felt closed and dim was now radiant, alive, almost breathing. And the woman said simply, "This is what it was made for." Jesus is that light. And yet, if we are honest, we sometimes prefer the boards. We say the light is too much, it exposes too much, it asks too much. So we keep certain areas of our hearts dim, our wounds, our habits, our fears, our hidden sins. But Jesus does not come to shame us. He comes to reveal us in love. "To see me is to see the one who sent me," he says. This is the heart of the gospel. God is not distant, not hidden in shadow. In Jesus, God steps fully into the light and invites us to do the same. Today, the church celebrates St. Catherine of Siena, a woman who lived fiercely in that light. She did not settle for half measures or comfortable darkness. She allowed Christ to illuminate everything, her mind, her heart, her mission, And because she lived in that light, she became light for others. She once wrote, "Be who God meant you to be, and you will set the world on fire." Notice, fire and light, not destruction but radiance, not fear but clarity. Catherine didn't create that light, she received it, she surrendered it, she trusted it, and through her, Christ shone. Jesus' words today are not just theological, they are deeply personal. "I came so that you might not remain in darkness." Not just the world, but you. What part of your life still sits behind boarded windows? A relationship that needs healing. A truth you are avoiding. A calling you are resisting. A wound you are afraid to expose. The light of Christ is not there to overwhelm you. It is there to restore you. Because everything looks different in the light. Everything becomes what it was meant to be. Imagine for a moment standing in that chapel. One board remains, just one, and Christ stands beside you, not forcing, not rushing, just waiting. May I? Let us pray. Lord Jesus, you are the light who came into the world, not to condemn us, but to lead us home. You see every hidden place within us, every fear, every shadow, every wound, and still you call us into your radiance. Give us the courage to remove what we have covered, to open what we have closed, to trust that your light is mercy, not judgment. Through the intercession of St. Catherine of Siena, teach us to love the truth, to live in your light, and to become light for others. May we no longer remain in darkness, but walk as children of the light. Amen. If you found a blessing in this reflection on this Feast of St. Catherine of Siena, I invite you to return here each and every day when we consider a passage from the Gospel we shared at Mass and look for its deeper meaning, applying it to our spiritual journey. Today, through the intercession of St. Catherine, may you be blessed richly with the truth. May God keep you safe and bring you one day into the light that he promises. Amen.